there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is the Hockey News Podcast.
Vegas Golden Knights, they're Stanley Cup champions.
Dude.
Like, here we are. This is what we do this for, Ryan.
That's right.
We were in the building. We saw it. This was your first time. Never did I think in my wildest dreams I would beat you to a hockey experience.
Yeah, it just so happened that in past years, things have come up where I have not been at the final game. So this is the first time I actually saw the Cup won in person.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, did it. It was quite the game. I mean, where do we even begin? Like, it's – look, we'll get to some of the reaction. Let's just talk about the game. Florida started out pretty well.
They did. I actually thought that Vegas looked nervous. And Bruce Cassidy did say that.
He said that himself, yeah.
He said that after the game, that they were nervous. But I would say clearly – the shorthanded goal by Mark Stone and the Aiden Hill save that came right before it. I believe it was on Barkov, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, that was a huge turning point because Florida had nothing to lose. Obviously, down 3-1, they were going to be the looser team. Vegas, you know, so much pressure to get that fourth win. So in Mark Stone, the patience. We talked about it at the time, the guile to wait that long to roof it on Bobrovsky. Amazing. And then, of course, you know, I would say that second period right in the middle where they got the third and fourth goal and they were just running circles around the Panthers, who looked gassed at the time. I mean, that was the game right there. And obviously the score got kind of funny in the third with Florida putting in a couple and then pulling the goalie really early and Vegas
with what, 6:45, I think it was left.
It was between 6 and 7 minutes.
Smokes. Yeah. But that you mentioned that second period sort of stretch where the game really got out of hand.
Yeah.
That might have been, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but that might have been the most dominant stretch of hockey I've ever seen a team play.
Yeah, I mean, Florida was just hemmed in, and you could tell. I mean, Bobrovsky actually made several great saves during that time, and he really had to stretch himself out. I was joking about that on Twitter. Mm. But it just became kind of inevitable that when there's that much pressure in the offensive zone, eventually you're going to score a goal. And that's where the separation really came for Vegas.
Absolutely. I mean, there was a stretch where, like, you just – in that second period, that's where the game got out of hand. And the Panthers could not exit their zone. And when they did, they wouldn't even cross the halfway point. Like, it was remarkable. This did seem like – obviously, Matthew Tkachuk did not play tonight. It's been now revealed they had a broken sternum. He needed help to apparently get dressed. Ahead of game four, and then he, you know, tried to gut it out and then just couldn't do it in game five. There were a lot of injuries for this Panthers team. Like, that is, you know, clearly they were a banged up team. Clearly they're, you know, Aaron Ekblad, I believe he had a broken foot. He popped his shoulder out twice, torn oblique.
Yeah.
Paul Maurice is saying there were four players on the Golden Knights who, or not on the Golden Knights, on the Panthers, who have broken bones, and some of them might not even be able to play or to start next season. But that is kind of, and this is what we talked about during our last video or last post game video. When you play the way that they do, when you are that battering ram of a team, this is the risk that you open yourself up to. You know, is that you open yourself up to just wearing down. And they, like, look, the Panthers, they came out with a lot of jump, but after that Stone goal, really. I mean, it was just a team that looked like they had nothing left.
Yeah, and, you know, they always talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs as a war of attrition. And I think we got lucky in the sense that, you know, this final series didn't feel like a slog.
No, it didn't.
For the most part. And maybe Vegas was just freakishly lucky in terms of their injuries or lack thereof. Obviously, they were celebrating, so they didn't. You know, they weren't talking about who was banged up or anything like that.
I'm sure there will be some.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there'll be something out there, but certainly didn't impact how they got around the ice.
9-3. They scored 9 goals.
9-3.
I think they're going to be okay.
They're going to be all right. Yeah. And, you know, for Florida, I mean, great underdog story. Barely made the playoffs. clearly found a recipe for success going through the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I mean, if you don't have Matthew Tkachuk, I mean, he's probably going to finish second in Hart voting, maybe third.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have him in your lineup. It's just, it's too big a hill to climb. And that's what we saw, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Like, they just didn't have it in them. They just didn't have anything left. And Vegas is, and again, like, this is just kind of going over points that we have before, but now that they've won, we can cement that in that, like, Vegas is such a deep team.
Yes.
I believe 15 different players had a point tonight.
Right.
That's, and what I love, too, is that the biggest player showed up. Like,
yep.
Like Mark Stone, the captain of the team, the heart and soul, hat trick.
Yeah.
You know, Jonathan Marchessault, I believe he had 2 assists. Jack Eichel, I think he had 2 assists as well.
Yeah.
That gave him 20 assists in the playoffs. You know, Aiden Hill, who, yeah, you know, he's not the marquee star, but he is the important, you know, sort of player on, he's an extremely important player. Obviously, he's their goaltender.
Yeah.
Stood on his head once again. Made some incredible stops.
And he made some key saves early on in the third period where, to me, it was like, okay, they needed that one just to make sure that Florida didn't have any life. And the one thing I will say, too, just while I think about it, early on in that third period, Keegan Kolasar blocked a shot when they were up like 5-1 or 6-1. And to me, it was like, that's what you need to do.
Yes.
Like, you have to dot all the I's, cross all the T's. And, yeah, you know, Florida got a couple more, but Vegas took it seriously in the third period, and I think that was really important to just make sure that something, you know, completely wonky didn't happen in the end.
Yeah, Vegas, look, Florida did get those 2 goals back in the third period, but other than that, they did a masterclass in shutting down the opponent. And what I like, too, is that they never took the foot off the neck. They scored, you know, William Carrier, I believe, or no, it was Nick Waugh, sorry.
Nick Waugh.
Scored with like a minute left to make it 9-3.
Yeah.
Like, they could have just turtled. They could have, you know, basically cycled the puck, ragged it, if you will.
Yeah.
No, they just kept going. They were like, even though it's the slimmest of slim chances,
yeah,
we're not going to blow this.
Yeah. And, you know, the Panthers kept playing hard. And I think Vegas was saying, like, respect to you guys, but we're going to play hard as well. And then, yeah, after that goal, it was sort of interesting. Basically, the final minute of the game was Vegas just kind of passing it back and forth in the D zone. And I think everybody hit the ice with about 8 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the rest were like, yeah.
You know, too
no
many
problem.
Men on the ice, sure.
Why that would have been hilarious.
It'll get tacked on after the game. Like all
exactly.
Guys too.
Yeah.
But I guess sort of before we head out here, Ryan, I want to, you know, we were on the ice. We saw the families celebrating. I want your favorite moment that you saw on the ice, the moment that stood out to you in the celebration.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just the players trying to find,
yes,
you know, their parents. I know Jack Eichel was trying to find his dad at one point, and just seeing all the families getting to you know, celebrate all that. And I will also say a shout out to Nate Ewell, Vegas PR guy,
mm-hmm.
Been in the industry for a long time, worked for College Hockey Incorporated for a while, which is an organization that I've worked with a lot, you know, mm-hmm. just through prospect stuff. So it's cool seeing, you know, people like that. He was in Washington with the Capitals, but had left before they won the cup. So
this is a shot.
Yeah. Cool to see him lift the cup.
Very, very cool.
On a personal level.
I thought Zach Whitecloud embracing his dad for a very long amount of time. And while it's funny because he's embracing his dad and his mom is right up with the camera.
Nice.
Like, taking pictures like that, which I thought was lovely.
Mom.
And I guess another shout out for Vegas staff is Kaylee Allard, who's their social media person. You know, I always love people who, you know, they think they're down and out, but they grind their way up. And now she's literally a Stanley Cup champion. So, you know, there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes with teams, whether it's PR, whether it's social media, you know, even those, you know, outside of the ice. So I think it's great. And Ryan, the Stanley Cup is over.
It is.
We have done it. I think we survived Vegas for now, at least.
Yeah.
We don't leave for another day, but
survived
Vegas. We're not going back to Florida. Anything you want to leave the listeners with before we head out?
Honestly, I think this is a great Stanley Cup final just for grassroots hockey,
mm-hmm.
In both Florida and Vegas. I know it wasn't like the biggest names and there wasn't a lot of media here compared to other years, but I think it's important to continue to grow the game in these markets, and I think this will go a long way.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's it for us on Stanley Cup coverage video-wise. We'll obviously keep writing, and enjoy the off-season.